Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh so loved, and very sexy people. Okay, that was my Lauren Bacall voice. Did everybody like it? And how many of you remember who the heck that is anyway? That was my sexy morning voice saying good morning to all of you. All right, I've got kind of a hodgepodge of a lot of stuff going on. And it's pretty exciting stuff, so I want to get right into it. A lot of this I'm sharing from personal realizations of myself and things that continually come up in the private sessions, which have been really off the charts lately with new information, probably a lot because the Let the Shift Hit the Fan program is starting next week. I'm so excited. So hang on to your hats, because whatever that community brings in will obviously trickle down into what I bring onto the shows. By the way, we are closing it this weekend, so if you are interested still at all, you've got to jump on it now. If you have any questions, please email me. A couple of people thought, oh, well, you know, I don't know if I can work this out, and blah, 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 and I don't know about that. And so they finally called, and everything was easy and effortless, and they're joining us. So, you know, if you're prompted to ask any questions, you know you can always email me, and I will get back to you. Anyway, let me get to the stuff here. For those of you that are just joining us, and we have just joined yet another two fabulous stations, I'm terribly excited that this work is rippling out, and my heart sends a great deal of gratitude to you for helping create that. This work is based on you taking your own responsibility. You are the God of you. You are the creator of your own energy. Nobody is going to create it for you. Nobody's going to think the thoughts for you or give you the beliefs or give you the perceptions to hold unless you accept them. So you consciously, and I mean all the time consciously, must be aware of the thoughts, the beliefs, and the perceptions you hold. How you see yourself in the world is absolutely how your world will be created. So we have moved out of why can't I and what's blocking me into what do I want? How do I want to see the world? What perception do I want to hold of myself and myself in this world? Because that is what I will create. So around that, redemption is up again. This old religious belief that we have to redeem ourselves. So I want everybody to stop right now and ask yourself, what are you guilty about? What do you still feel guilty about? Because oftentimes what you think is about somebody else is really about you. And let's choose to let it go. Let's just consciously know that this moment of now is the only moment we create anything from now on. And so it's not serving us to look back at history and mull over all of it and dwell on it, because that keeps creating it. So I am freedom. I am free would be our highest claim around that. Remember, whatever you say after I am, is your clear direction to the I Am principle, clear direction to your energy to create that. I want to look at the word commitment for a minute because we use it all the time in our statements and our claims. I commit to. So I want you to be conscious that commitment is a joyful, happy, freeing thing. Commitment is not about boundaries. Commitment is about letting boundaries drop away so that we can create what we want. So it's, again, really important for us to be consciously aware of the vibration, right? The vibration that a word holds. So commitment is more like hallelujah than, oh my God, I've got to commit. And that vibration is important because that vibration is your song to the universe. Okay? Around boundaries, you cannot be limitless if you use boundaries to limit you. Use them to give you freedom. For example, a dancer uses the boundary of ballet class and studying in ballet class so that she can go out and be free on stage in the creation of her beautiful, amazing performance for everyone. The other thing that's coming up right now is shine your light brightly, really, really, really brightly. Don't keep it, you know, small. You can't ever lose it, guys. But like a light with a dimmer switch, you absolutely can turn it down. And when you turn it down, then it doesn't go out into the world, and you don't use all your power as powerfully as you can because your light is turned down. Focus. Got to focus. We have to hold the focus. And on Monday's show, we did a lot of work around the stabilization of focus. I want to speak really quickly on the dark side. All of a sudden, again, I'm getting these emails and calls, and perhaps it's because we have new people coming in, and that's always when you're making the jump, right, into everything's energy. That's all it is energy. And if there's a dark side, we're creating it through our thoughts, perceptions, and beliefs. That's a lot of times one of the biggest jumps you have to make. Let me say this as clearly and succinctly as I can. There is no energy on this earth or off this earth more powerful than your I Am presence. Your I Am presence is the God within you that creates you. So again, your presence, your energy has to come forward to take responsibility for itself before the one energy of all that you are can rush to create that for you. So it's imperative that you are consciously directing yourself, because then God helps him who helps himself. With your direction, then the energy can come in and support you, and that's what you need to do is turn it over to it, right? Okay. So as far as entities and dark sides taking you over, if you are the direction of your own energy and you direct it, knowing that it is more powerful than anything on this earth, and you are the only one that has dominion over the direction of your energy, I would say it's pretty, well, it is, the channel is correcting me, impossible for any other energy to take you over without you accepting that. And if you have a belief in the dark side, that opens the exception to it because you are the creator of that perception. It occurred to me that I was feeling lonely. And I thought, if I'm feeling lonely with all the friends and community that I have around me, my family, then, well, you know, what's mine's yours. And usually what goes on with me precedes or mirrors and reflects what's going on in the collective consciousness. And when I really took a look at it, guys, I realized that I'm lonely because I don't have anybody to take care of. So I want you to hear that paradox. If I have to have somebody to take care of, and I know that one of our principles is that everyone must create themselves, so therefore I have to turn over the creation of everyone to themselves, and I don't save people, but that is my description for me not being lonely, I'm kind of caught, aren't I? And that mirrors what's going on with a lot of you and mirrors what's going on with the entire energy and the information that we've been given, that indeed we must release the fixing and the saving and the taking care of. And knowing that we are whole, complete, perfect, supported, and in partnership with all energy in the creation of, well, let's see, what's the opposite of loneliness for me? Well, that's an interesting word, but it's right, fun. When I'm having fun, I'm not lonely. And I don't need to save people to have fun. What I need to do is celebrate that everyone is creating themselves and participate with them in doing that. So we're claiming that, all of us coming forward. I am fun, and I am allowing all other energy to create itself. So I move into the fun of me. Oh, I like that. I can feel that. Let's drop down into our heart and really feel it. Don't go out to the bubble. Go down into your heart. What does it feel like to be totally fun? To be fun. It makes me smile and laugh. All right, and then betrayal, still up. And most of us, the channel is saying, shares the perception that the world betrays us. If we are seeing the world as betraying us and we are seeing us as people who get betrayed, then those are the experiences we must create because those are the perceptions we see through. So let's commit to committing to joyful creation, knowing that all energy is one energy, so we're playing with the whole energy here in creating ourselves as joyful creation. And remember, commitment is, hallelujah, I'm having fun, isn't it awesome, right? I get to commit because then I'm free. Whole different vibration than what we were taught, like in high school, you have to commit to your grades if you're going to make them. You have to commit to school. You have to commit, you know, like it's a duty. Let's make it a choice, guys. Let's make it a choice to know that the entire world rushes forward to support us and love us because that's the way we see it. Okay, is that everything? I already mentioned about the shift. If you're interested, go to www.lettheshifthitthefan.com. One of the most amazing programs on this earth right now. I definitely can come forward and claim that. We have opened it up so that if you only want to do the calls and not the private sessions and not the social networking where you have 24/7 support, you can do that now for $40 a month. Just scroll all the way down to the special offers. Guys, I'm so excited. I'm going to be with Dolores Cannon, the great, amazing, incredible hypnotherapist and past life regressionist. She does 3 different sessions during our weekend together, the 23rd and 24th in Sacramento. Go to Dolores Cannon Google her and you can sign up there. Or you can, there's a link on my e-blast also. Our Valentine show on relationships is February 13th. It's going to be a really interesting show because it takes the relationship of you and goes into soul relationships and romantic relationships. And bottom line, how you see your relationship with yourself affects every single solitary relationship you have. But they're going to take it into some fun places, and they haven't given me the information about it yet, but I'll bring it forward. And, of course, empowerment is up and running, and we're going to the calls. Oh, my goodness, I know that was a lot, guys, and I know a lot of it resonated with you. Hey, Mika, what's up, baby cakes?
Good morning. Oh, my God, so much is up. First of all, excited for next week in the shift.
Yeah, me too.
Forward to that and community, and which is, you know, a bigger piece for me coming out of my sort of self-imposed isolation and creating community and really being supported and exponentially expanding with people. In addition to exponentially expanding on my own, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's an amazing place to do that. Amazing place of support to keep you focused in the empowerment of you. Actually, you know what the channel said? It's maintaining the excellence of creation is what we're all about. Isn't that a cool? I love that phrase, maintaining the excellence of creation. So what can we do with you or for you?
Well, you know what? There have been so many instances of fraud, like literally between credit card fraud, fraud with a particular organization that you're aware of over the course of the last year. And then just last night, I was clarifying some details of an investment that I had had done with my Indian savings account. Finally get a banker on the phone who has some idea of what's going on, and it turns out that it's not a 3-year investment, it's a 10-year investment. I was misguided by my banker, you know, 3 years ago when I was doing the research on it. That was my tipping point. Like, I was already paying attention along the way, and that one was just like, wow, okay.
Okay, so Mika, mm-hmm. Why do you think you're a fraud?
Mm-hmm. I've always thought I was a fraud, I think.
Well, so you're creating that, aren't you?
Apparently.
You're creating the universe, bringing back your perception of yourself. It just looks like it's happening to you.
Right.
But if you see yourself as fraudulent, then you must create the reality that fraud and you happen in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to. So let's get to everything you need to know, because I think this resonates with a lot of people. I mean, when I started the healing work, I went, who the hell am I to say I'm a healer, right?
That's the essence that it comes down to, yeah.
But you're not saying it about healing. What are you saying it about?
Maybe my leadership, my ability to actually go out in the world and blaze a trail that I can sustain, people are going to want to follow, I'm going to experience like my perception of success within that.
Well, and you see, every actor will tell you that their acting is only who they are. If they're fraudulent as a person, if they don't know how to get to the truth and the authenticity and allow that to be, then their acting is fraudulent. And you can see it. Those are the people that, you know, they keep doing maybe some really good movies and everything, but they don't move you. They don't reach your heart. Interesting that a lot of people that are up this year are up because, for Oscars, I mean, are up because they're so authentic and just let you see who they are. I share a lot of personal stuff about myself. That's who I am, and I keep hearing from all of you, that is one thing that really shifts you. See, and when I ask if you're willing to do that, I get a no. Because you're in fear that you're, and the highest words are not enough. So how many of us out here listening, I mean, this goes through all of us, Mika, so I'm grateful that you brought this forward. And the highest thing we have to know is that I am authentic. Because when you're authentic, there is nothing to fear because you live in the truth. But you must perceive yourself as authentic. Allow yourself to express your authenticity. And then guide people through that. When I ask if there's anything higher, I get a no. That's the right question, and we all want the right answer. So I want to know, does this resonate with you?
It does, yeah. I'm having a kind of a physical response to it.
Yeah, because your energy is going, holy hell. And if I remember correctly, a year ago back on my patio when you were doing Creation Station,
mm-hmm.
or whenever it was, it was just the time that you came down to go start a venture, and you had a big presentation to make.
Yes.
And remember, that's what it was really about, because I said, well, tell me what you're going to say and blah, blah, blah. And you kind of talked around it, and I said, Mika, just passionately tell me what it is. And then it was right on the nose. So that tells – do you remember that out on my back patio?
Oh, I do remember, and that was also indicative of just my mind went blank, right? Like in those moments where it's really about, tell me who you are, my mind is like, literally, it's like someone draws a shade,
I think that's because you feel like you have to go into boundaries, and there's a way to do it, and so that locks you down, instead of going, I'm free, and I just have to passionately say what's from my heart. A lot of actors get up, like at award ceremonies and stuff, and they just freeze because, I mean, they do have lines written, but like on talk shows, a lot of celebrities are just horrible on talk shows because they can't be authentically who they are without lines written for them. So I want you... Well, the channel is inviting you to do the breathing exercise for 10 days and just use I am authentic. Now, be sure, before you start the breathing exercise, you drop down into your heart and really feel the magnificence and the freedom of what it's like to be authentic.
Okay.
That's going to shift your world more than anything right now. Okay, baby.
I've got it. All right.
So we're all claiming I am authentic. And by the way, everybody, and I only have to do this for a week, Monday's show, Jennifer McLean's show yesterday, and this show, we have to claim two cocktails. And I'm not going to make a big deal out of this. Cocktails are just a mixture of a lot of different, you know, things to make one drink. Well, we're combining a lot of different statements. I'm going to read one quickly. Is from the core of my being through all ionospheres and beyond, I am creation. I am the frequency of the balance of masculine, feminine, child, and belief systems in the radiation of my light within the electrical balance of the electromagnetic hole within the whole, also known as the brain. I invoke the rays, flames, lights, and the golden light. I am whole. I am God, and in this is my power. And I claim this for all energy in all dimensions, and so it is. That's one cocktail, because we're putting a lot of statements together. So around everything we do today, we are claiming that. Hold that in your intention and your direction. The other one is I Am Divine Love. I claim the symbol / the formula. I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now and consistently and forever. And I claim and invoke the masculine, feminine, and child statement, which I've already just read, to implant this in my brain and tell my brain, say yes to all of my empowerment. And so it is. All righty. We're going to Linda in Minnesota. Hi, baby. You're on. Linda?
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Are you naked?
Am I naked? Oh, my soul's naked for
Carl.
Everybody to see. You're too funny. She's referring to another time.
And because you started out with Lauren Bacall, I couldn't do Lauren Bacall.
Oh, yes.
Lauren, I wanted to come on and do Lauren. Are you naked?
That's pretty
That's
good.
I'll
do. Buy that.
That's pretty good. Okay. So I'm adjusting my sales because I received an email this morning that I was disappointed in a course I was going to take, and so I'm going to adjust my sales a bit. And I'm doing that. But the main reason that I'm calling, and then I have a technical question for you. So this Saturday, I am going to a funeral with my son in the congregation, a member of the congregation that he grew up in that I don't attend anymore. And last night on Jennifer's show, I heard you talking about
death.
Holding ourselves, you know, and not being influenced and not letting anybody, you know, you shared about your friend that you were with who was really a downer.
Yeah.
And you said, look, this, I'm not seeing it that way. So what do I need to know to take care of myself and my energy around my son? Because I typically get really drained by him and almost have like a emotional withdrawal for a couple of days after I've been with him because of all his anger.
Well, that's a true statement, but there's also something going on, Linda, where you get your power from that. You get your power from that because you can go, okay, well, see, I'm right. You're not right. I'm right. And that's really the challenge that I had when I was back home, is to keep reminding myself, they get to create who they are, Dee, you know, and you get to create who you are. So I choose the balance. I choose to stay in love. And if I find that that is affecting me too much, I go to my room. I do. I get away from the energy so that I have a space where I can bring myself back into balance and love for them so that I can go back out and hold that space for myself, and it affects all the entire space, because when you create you guys in love and joy and you take that back out, it has to affect the total energy. Do you understand? So they also want you to understand why he's so angry. Angry is a secondary emotion. And what's going on is he's in a lot of grief. So why is he in grief?
Because he feels robbed of his childhood, because he had to take care of a blind mother, and because his teachers didn't understand him, and they weren't fair with him, and he didn't get
yeah,
what
so
he
the world did it to him, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're not going to change that. Some of that, the channel's saying, is your perception also. And as long as you hold the perception of him as feeling robbed and pissed off at you, then you get to feel guilty about it.
Even though that's what he tells me all the time when we're together?
Yes, yes, guys. Again, the world is telling you it's cold and flu season. Are you buying it? So when the world tells you something, even through your son, How do you want him to be? How do you want to see him? See him the way you want to see him, and his energy will shift around that because there won't be anybody to play with from your side anymore.
Yeah, that's a new exercise for me because I'm doing it with my neighbor, too, and I'm finding it very difficult to see them differently than how they present themselves to me.
Well, that's your challenge right now, and that's really all of our challenge. She just said it really well. And what I want you to hear, if you can get that and take yourself into that, then you can change your life. Because the world has got to respond around exactly how you see it and how you see yourself in it. So you want to change the world, change the way you perceive the world that you're in. And that's your answer of how to stay centered and more in love. And you have to stay on top of yourself, Linda. You do.
Yeah.
But
watch the
shift in your life. Just watch the shift.
Yeah, stay in my heart as much as possible. Just stay down in my heart. That's what I'm thinking that I need to do.
Yeah, and don't try to change him. He says, the world's such a screwed up place. I understand that you see it that way, sweetheart.
Yeah.
He wants to be heard. You see, and guys, again, this is 101 parent effectiveness training. And really, parent effectiveness training is a great training for how to see the perspective of the world. It's a book. You can pick it up. But it's all about mirroring back to people what they say so that they know they're heard. So, world, I see that you think there's a cold and flu season. I get that. I see that. In my reality and in my life, I create absolute health and wellness all the time, 24/7. And I see that you think in your reality, and I honor you for that, but that's not my reality. And that's basically exactly. So you and your son are representing what we need to do with the world, Linda. And that's your answer, baby. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Now, did you get my email after Monday night's show?
I don't remember. About?
About assistance for the program, for the SHIFT program.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. Right now, everybody's come forward to do the scholarships, but I have it in a file if anybody, feels like they want to open up another scholarship for the program. You're the first one on there, and I honor you for asking, because you can't get if you don't ask.
Well, I didn't know that there was a scholarship. I didn't know. I wish I would have asked sooner about scholarships, but I just barely heard Monday night that you say about sponsorships, and it's like, what? Is that it?
Are people that came forward and said, I know so-and-so can't afford to do this, and I would like to sponsor them. Right?
So people didn't seek out scholarships. People with
scholarship
money said, I want
to
sponsor somebody.
That's a really good idea for us to implement. I think it's a little late now, let's not limit ourselves. If anybody wants to sponsor Linda, do you need the whole thing sponsored?
I need at least half of it.
Okay.
But would it be the same price if I can't do the Facebook social network part because I can't, because JAWS and I can't JAWS.
If
JAWS
you want to just
Facebook
do,
just
if you want to just do the two calls per month, only $40, guys. If
I know.
You want it,
I'd like to get in on some of the privates, though.
All right. Well,
whatever
we put
can
it
come
out
forward,
there.
We'll work with it.
We put it out there, and that's a really good thing to actually put on the copy if we ever do this program again. So thank you for that. We should have done that, Linda. And we put it out there and maybe, hold that the universe is going to support you in an answer here.
What if I have to sign up before Saturday? What should I do? Should I sign up for the calls? Maybe I'll do that.
Well, if you can afford to do that, yes. And then if somebody comes forward, you know, to sponsor you, then we'll adjust it. Okay?
Okay. Because the call is going to squeeze too. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Miss Shelley in Oregon, what's up?
Hey, Dee.
Hi.
Well, my question has to do with the personal claim you channeled for me for the shift, which also ties into the fact that I've allowed myself to catch this terrible cold that's going around. And
well, now let's look at those words. You didn't allow yourself to. You attracted it because.
Okay.
Okay. So what was your statement, darling?
My statement was, I believe I heal all ailments with love.
Well, that's interesting. And I want you to know that Jared and I checked with each other. The symbols that he did for all of you.
Yes.
Are the symbols that mirror the exact words that I channeled.
Okay.
Okay. So if, oh, wow, this is freaking awesome. Welcome to the shift. Okay.
Thank you.
So if the highest thing for you to know to create your dreams of your heart, right, in 2013,
yes.
To go within and know within yourself, if I heal all ailments within me, it's something like that,
yeah.
Then you have to have ailments to heal.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Now, you see, I've got goosebumps all over me because I just got taught something. Because whenever I would channel something, I always check this is the highest, the most correct, and the most complete. And then, of course, in my thinking, that is the statement that's going to empower you. But no, what that came forward for you, Miss Shelley, is
yes.
For you to see that the highest thing for you is to understand that so that you didn't create the ailments to heal.
Well,
now, Shelley, they're saying they have a new shift statement for you. So I'm not going to do it right now, but I'm going to make a note, and I will send it off to you today, okay?
Okay.
Now, that is the magic of this program when we come together like that. I'm blown away, quite frankly.
When I got the statement, I thought, what? Ailments. Ailments, the word, I just got hung up on that word. And then,
You can ail in a lot of different ways, mentally,
absolutely.
Physically, spiritually. What's your email, Shelley?
It's shelley.anderson01.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Wow. Now see, they're stopping me and saying I have to do it now for everybody. Alrighty then. We're claiming the cocktails, sheets, book, give me a song.
Oh. I'm drawing a blank.
Or a movie, they said. A song or a movie.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Crazy Stupid Love. Okay. That is the highest thing to go within and create within yourself. It's just crazy, stupid, out there, joyous, giggly love. Love for you has become kind of a serious thing. It's more toward the dirge, you know, than the Flight of the Bumblebee, which came in on Jennifer's show last night.
Which I heard and was wonderful.
So I am crazy, stupid love. And stupid meaning stupid in the highest, most fun, just I'm going to go out and dance naked in the street, stupid, right?
Yes.
Okay, So you can drop down into your heart and feel that, everybody, right? I am freaking crazy, stupid love. That's who I am. Woohoo! Yippee! That kind of love. Joyful love. Okay? And that is your highest statement for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You see, because if you're crazy, stupid love, there isn't going to be the ailment.
Yep, I feel that.
Okay, babe. Wow, thanks for bringing that one in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Even I do this 24/7, and I still get flipping. Oh, I was surprised. Hey, Jill, what's up?
Hey, Dee. Yesterday's call that you did on Jennifer McClain's.
Yes.
Who was the guy that you quoted at the end?
I'm going to give that to everybody right now, and I will put it on the e-blast. Jeannie from New York emailed me right away, says, you've got to put that on the e-blast. It's from Father Leo, L-E-O, Booth.
Leo Booth,
so
thank you.
I want everybody to drop into their hearts and hear this, because, wow, when we perceive ourselves as this and create ourselves as this, and I will not get through it without crying, I'm sure, because...
That's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it just hits the truthfulness of my heart and my soul so much. So here you go, guys. Wherever you are, that is where the center of the universe is. Wherever you are, that is where meaning has its beginning. To know that you have a purpose in this world, to know in every fiber of your being that you are important and unique, to know that without you, the world would not be the same. That is walking on water. And that is what I want you
beautiful.
Guys to know about yourselves, and that's how I perceive you, as that special, that magnificent, that powerful. Let us choose to know that magnificence of ourselves in every moment. And so it is. We're claiming the cocktails around all of this. And thank you for reminding me to bring that in, Jill.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, this was hysterical. 5 minutes after we hung up on the call, we had an earthquake up here.
Wow.
And I put on there on Facebook right away, did anybody else feel this? And Debbie DeFries writes in, yes, I just assumed that was your vibrant, radiant energy. There's some sort of beautiful meditation on your bio mat. And I said, I was actually just getting off a call with Dee. I know we opened up and shined some powerful energy, but whoa, guess we're really rocking and rolling now.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
It was the perfect earthquake. It was just small, no damage. It was awesome. It just released pressure and opened up.
That's exactly what the channel just said. It released a lot of energy that needed to be released.
Man, we're powerful.
And it does have to do, yes, we are, around the release. There's been a lot of energy being held around Sandy Hook. And
that was
again,
that beautiful that we comforted the kids that are still there, yeah.
Yeah. And they're saying about death, guys, you must accept it. Don't look away from it. Don't run away from it. Accept it and then use that energy to create love. Because if you don't accept it and you bury it down, you create sickness. So thanks for bringing that one in and reminding me of that yesterday, too. Thanks, Billy. Love you.
One more thing.
Yes.
Linda is now sponsored for the $40 a month thing. So.
Well, aren't you swell?
Oh, I guess so.
Well, aren't you? Well, we know that. So, Miss Linda in Minnesota, Jilly's coming
forward.
There you
go. Asking
Jilly's
you to see
coming
babe.
Forward to sponsor you for the $40 a month calls, and then
we'll figure out how to work out
there.
The thing. So it's done.
Beautiful.
Woo-hoo.
Beautiful.
Love
I love. How much do I love this community? How much do I love you guys? Thank you, Jill. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Many blessings to you. There is only love. I love that. Okay, Sunny in Florida, what's up?
Oh, man, this morning's epiphany was made for this show.
Okay, let me hear it.
It was just a flash of like half a photograph. I've been thinking that I'm going to marry the most wonderful man in the world. Now, you know, perfect for me and wonderful in everybody else's eyes. And as I woke up this morning, I saw a photograph of a woman whose butt was twice the size of mine. And okay, she's got her back turned, and she's wearing all white, and she's bending over, and it really is just the hugest butt. But what I'm perceiving is the most wonderful man in the world's perspective, and he says, I love that woman with all my heart.
You bet.
And I realized that I'm the most wonderful woman in the world
from his point
of view, just like he's the most wonderful man.
I've got chills.
Me too.
You guys, what are you doing to me today? I'm living in chills here.
I know.
You got it.
Yes.
I'm wonderful. Absolutely got it.
Yes.
Wow. And I hear it in the shift in the vibration in your voice and your joy. And that is crazy stupid love.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes. It took seeing me from his eyes to know it, but so what? Here I am now.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
But you see, it took you being open
exactly.
to having that perspective.
Exactly. Exactly. And knowing that my butt doesn't matter.
Oh, honey, I can't tell you how many guys are into big butts.
Oh, I know.
You know, Baby Got Back. I mean, people haven't written songs about that for nothing.
Yeah.
I got big butt and I cannot lie.
Yeah, I love that song.
So, you know, thank you to a lot of our lead singers out there, a lot of our female lead singers out there that really have great big butts and have made them sexy and sensual. You know, back in the day of Marilyn Monroe, and back in the day of the 20s, right, and the bustle, remember we actually used to put bustles on to make our butts look bigger.
Right.
So it's all in the perception of what's in. So I'm claiming big, sexy butts, okay, because I'm a, what do we call me now? Hold on, Stephen's got, I'm a juicy, fruity mama. Oh, that's fabulous, darling. Thanks for calling in with that one.
You're welcome.
Oh,
thank you.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. She got it. Did you get it through her? Did you get it? Did you get it? Hey, Sandy in California, did you get it? Miss Sandy. I did get it, and I love it.
I do. I absolutely love it.
I get a yes on that.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
I'm with finances. That is just, and I've been working, you know, I realize that it's my creation, and I realize that the lessons that come to me are those that I need to work through. But am I just creating lessons because I think I need lessons and I really don't need?
Bingo.
It's kind of confusing.
And
in a circle.
Well, yes, because again, gosh, who was I talking to today? I'm so like, almost lifted out of my chair here with all this stuff. If we perceive that we have ailments to fix,
mm-hmm.
then we must create ailments to fix.
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing with money.
Right.
But there's another piece of information that's going to open it all up for you.
Yes.
Jeets, book, give me a song.
All we need is love.
Okay. When I say you love money, I get a no.
Okay.
So can you be crazy, stupid love around money? I mean, you want money because you love having money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you don't have it right now makes you not love it.
Right, yeah, you're right.
Which holds it away from you.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I truly want you, and I'm speaking from the channel, to take 10 minutes a day and make sure that you drop down into your heart center. And guys, you will know if you leave your heart center, because you will find yourself back up in your head thinking thoughts. So drop down into your heart center, open your heart, and feel loving money.
Okay.
So that you know that you literally are the creation of the money that you want. And, you know, sometimes what I do is I'll bring a friend in, right? I'll bring a friend in down into my heart, and we'll hold hands and we'll do high five and we'll go, money makes the world go around, and we'll dance and we'll be stupid together, right?
Okay.
And I'll go, show me the money, and I'll see money flying down from the heavens and just like confetti, just covering everything. Stuff like that. Go
okay.
in and play and bring the lightness of the vibration back into money. All right,
okay.
sweetheart?
Okay.
I'm asking if there's anything else. It's just you want to get all of you on board with the crazy, stupid love of money.
Okay.
All right, baby. Thanks.
Thank you.
Guys, I know this works because I do it. I work it. I work it. I work it. Shelley, what's up with you, baby cakes?
Oh, you got me back again?
Yeah, I'm supposed to come back, and I don't know why.
Okay.
I was going to somebody else, and I was coming. So what came up about the last call in money?
Oh. Well, that really resonated with me. I mean, I've been doing a lot of work on my finances this last year, and it's working.
Okay.
I mean,
they want you to, they want you to play more. Play with the money.
Okay.
Play with the money and keep the lightness in. Okay, that's what I – don't work, play.
Oh,
for some reason,
it.
People needed to hear that. Okay, thanks, baby.
You're welcome.
All right, Miss Alicia, you'll be the last caller, and we got to do it quick. Are you on, babe? Can't tell if she's on. Alicia, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of full circle.
Up.
Well, I was feeling kind of like a phony and a fraud with getting all of this, and I guess I just, because part of it is I'm still playing with the trust issue. I think I'm starting to get into the vibration and getting in the heart and getting in the feelings, because I do the breathing as I'm walking. Am I kidding myself, or am I in authenticity?
No, the fact is you're kidding yourself about already being there. You've got it. You just have to think that you don't have it. And so because you have it so completely that when you bring in the thought that you don't have it, you get to create that really well because you've got it. Holy hell. I don't know if I could ever say that again. Did you understand what I said? And they're
yeah.
saying everybody on this call, you have it. You've got it. You're there. But if you don't know it, then you will not experience it. So let's just come together, no matter when you're hearing this call, wherever. I have it. I got it. I know I'm there. I have it. I got it. I know I'm there. And as the channel said, I'm there, I'm complete, and now I just create. So create what you want, guys. With crazy, stupid love, dropping into your heart, holding the perspective of you and the world that you want, which is I rock, the world rocks, and all the desires of my heart are delivered to me because I create it that way. And so it is. We're claiming the cocktails around all of that. See yourselves as there, guys, and then you are. You got it?
I got it. I have it. I name it. I claim it. I am it.
And so it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby. Oh, my God, what a show, you guys. We ripped it up to today, didn't we? We ripped it up. And anybody that's listening to this, anytime, anywhere, just choose that you know and you are sharing this intention with us, that you're there, that you rock, that you're a juicy, fruity mama that lives in crazy, stupid love. Go out, create a fabulous, incredible day. Love yourself. That's what it's all about. Oh, my God, what a show.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.